Johnny, you rode Audible his first two starts. You weren't aboard him the last two, including that win in the Holy Bull. That was your good friend Javier. But you were aboard him those first two races in New York. What do you remember about those races? What comes to mind?
When I first got on it, in the first two races that I rode him, he was still very green and a very, I would say, just one pace. You know, it's just kind of did not break really well. You kind of had to stay on it, make sure that he give you the best that he could. He seems to got better every race, though, you know, and he has shown so far that every race he's been on. So he's shown up a little more speed. He's more tactical. Seems to get better. So hopefully he can do that in the next race.
Will you reflect back on those experiences when you get on him on Saturday in the Florida Derby? Is there anything you can take away from those first two starts that will help you in the Florida
Derby?
Well,
I know how he definitely is, though, you know, and I know that at first he didn't show much speed, though, you know, now he's actually – at least the last two times he broke better. He put himself in a better position than the first time when I rode him. You know, he broke kind of sluggish out of the gate. Didn't have any much speed in the first part of the race, and it obligated you to ride him a little harder than you wanted to. Seems like last two races he broke better and got in a better position. And if that's the case, you know, and then you don't have to worry about, you know, dropping too far back and not making the ground when you need it. If he breaks really well, I'm not going to take anything away that he's doing easy, though. And then hopefully I get a position on one and follow the horse that I need to follow.
You've won so many races in your Hall of Fame career. You've been aboard so many really good horses. How does John Velasquez, at this point in your career, prepare for a big race like the Florida
like
Derby?
Like I do every day, or every day of the racing, though. You know, I do my homework. I do check onto the competition. That's the most important thing. You know, you check the competition. You see how the horses are running, the jockeys as well, obviously, and the trainers. And sometimes you get a lot of that stuff in your mind, thinking what anticipating basically what the trainer is going to tell the other jockey. But sometimes you know the trainers a lot, and you know the jockey, so you go by what the instructions are, basically, and how the horse is been ridden the past races. So those are things you want to pay attention. You pay attention to the racetrack, you know, how the track is playing, so you got to change it as it goes. So, you know, it can change race by race. It can change, you know, every two or three races. You don't know until, you know, you start watching the races and how the races are developing, though, you know. So I prepare for every little bit that can happen, and hopefully it works out. I mean, your horse has to help you. If it doesn't help you, then that's it.
You mentioned trainer instructions. You and Todd have had so much success together, including the past couple of weeks, which we'll talk about in a minute. But Todd doesn't have to give you much instruction anymore, does he?
Well, it's not much about instructions. We talk more about a strategy, you know, what we're going to do, you know, and how we think that the race is going to play out, though, you know. It's basically that's what we talk about. And then we kind of meet in the middle. If I see something different in the race that's going to play a little bit different, or if he thinks that maybe it's a different way that I'm thinking, though, you know. So we just have to meet in the middle. For the most part, I mean, we're pretty equally, though. You know, I got to say that, you know, for a trainer and jockey to see the race and study the race the way we're expecting it and go out there and it's like, oh, I thought this about the same thing. You know, it's very unusual.
So I mentioned the success that you've had in recent weeks, including last week with Noble Indy in Louisiana. Big effort there. Huge effort.
Yeah, very, very good. You know, and we do expect them to run like that. The first time we took him over there and, you know, we took him back. We wanted to know a little bit about him, you know, try to, you know, to teach him a little bit because he's been most of the time on the lead and close to 30. So, you know, I took my chances to take him back and try to see if it had something underneath me, and he did. I mean, but he was very green down the lane in various bodies, so he didn't pass horses. So we decided to put the blinkers on, and, you know, the way the track was playing, and I ended up inheriting the lead, you know, with the maiden and the race and the Lucas horse. And the race, they come out running, so my horse got a little bit keen going to the first turn. That's the only thing I didn't expect of him, that he was going to be that keen. He did got pretty keen going to the first turn, even to the backstretch. By the half on my pole, you know, so I'm not going to fight him. I'm just going to put my hands down and let it be whatever he has to do. And he kind of opened up a little bit and around the turn. I gave him a chance just to whatever he wanted to do. And all of a sudden, I mean, the horse passed me. I mean, way too soon. I was like, man, this is the long stretch. I mean, I didn't want to just gain him all the way from the, you know, 5-16 pole, you know, in before the quarter pole, basically. And I just kind of got him little by little, and when I got after him in the eight pole, he responded right away, and he put a good fight. So this is what we expected. You know, we knew we have a good horse, and just for him to give it out, you know, and I think the blinkers helped him, although he was a little bit keen in the first part.
Of course, if Audible runs a big race and wins on Saturday in the Florida Derby, you've got a decision to make. No,
well,
Lindy,
I hope that
Audible, how do you do it?
I hope that'll be the case. You know, I'm hoping that you get the opportunity to win Florida Derby, and then you get the you know, to make a decision later on. You know, you see, after if that happens and this horse wins, you know, the Florida Derby, you start seeing how they work in the morning, and then you start making decision later on. So far, I mean. Noble Indy is impressed me the way he did it. I mean, I didn't ride this horse last time out, so I want to see how he's going to do and how he's going to do during the race, and we go from there.
No jockey in history has won more Florida Derbies than you, and I know you don't keep track of stats. I've talked to you about that before. I think I asked you about it last year before the Florida Derby, and you said, well, no, that's great. I'm honored to be in this position. Now you're at the top of the list, and you're ahead of some pretty good jockeys in the history of this sport. What's it mean?
Very blessed, man. I would say it's a very blessed. And sometimes you don't even remember the winners. I remember most of the one of the past that I screwed up more than anything else. So that's the things you learn from. Not to make those mistakes again so you can do better. Though. You know, those are things that are actually stakes with you more than anything else, at least for me. So the winners are easy, though. You know, the winners that you win is pretty easy to put it behind. The ones that you lost the years before, that's the one that kind of haunts you for the rest of your life. And I guess that's what makes me the person that I am and always think about the future, not just what happened last year or last month or last week, though, you know. To learn from your mistakes and try to do better.
Not only could it be back-to-back Florida Derbies, could end up being back-to-back Kentucky Derbies for Johnny V this year. To win a third Kentucky Derby would be...
Well, this is a dream come true, tell you that. You know, that's why I'm still here. You know, he's bringing me back for the good horse of the good races, you know, and you hope that happens, and you hope to pick up a good horse and go to the Kentucky Derby and hopefully win in it. You know, that's why we all keep pushing, you know, and every jockey, every trainer, every owner, for whatever reason, that race keeps calling you back.